It's 7:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Murnau with KRWG News. According to new campaign finance filings, New Mexico Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham's political committee paid $62,500 to settle allegations by James Hollinan, a former campaign employee, that he was sexually harassed by the governor in 2018. Lujan Grisham's reelection campaign spokesperson Jared Leopold on Tuesday confirmed the settlement involving payments to a law firm representing Hollinan, who worked as a spokesperson for Lujan Grisham's 2018 campaign for governor. The State Forestry Division in New Mexico released an action plan this week that aims to restore forests. The plan calls for using fire as a management tool and getting feedback and cooperation from private landowners. The plan also identifies priorities based on wildfire risks. Texas House leaders have put a roster of health care bills at the top of their priority for this year's legislative session. KUT's Ashley Lopez reports the bills cover a wide range of issues, but don't include Medicaid expansion.
Texas House Speaker Dade Phelan announced he's prioritizing bills that tackle health equity issues, support for mental health, vaccines, maternal mortality, telehealth services, and prescription drugs, as well as health care coverage for children. But in that long list, Phelan did not include a big-ticket item health care advocates have been urging lawmakers to consider, and that's expanding Medicaid to more low-income people in the state. Phelan says it will likely come up as they talk about other health care issues.
We will have that debate. We always do in the House. And we had it last session. We've had it every session since I've been in this building.
But there's still no support among leadership to get Medicaid expansion passed. Texas is one of just 12 states that has not expanded Medicaid, even though we have the highest uninsured rate in the country. This year, Congress also offered Texas a huge financial incentive to expand Medicaid on top of paying for almost all of the expansion. I'm Ashley Lopez in Austin.
Doñana County is considering a contract with a nonprofit that aims to increase dog adoptions, but some are concerned about the plans. Some thoughts now from commentator Peter Goodman.
Our county is working on a sole source contract with an entity called Barkhouse to help decrease our homeless dog population, partly by transporting dogs to other states for adoption. Some say competitive bidding would be fairer and may be legally required. There are other legal issues, including Barkhouse's involvement in preparing the plan, the omnipresent anti-donation clause, and questions about how the Barkhouse entity got set up. Barkhouse is Kelly M. Barker. Some say she's caring, creative, and uniquely capable of doing the job. Others say she's not sufficiently careful about dogs' health or about truth-telling. I tried to ask her, but lawyers apparently vetoed that idea. Michigan public records show that a couple sued her for fraud and breach of contract, alleging she'd promised their money would be safely in escrow and then secured by property in Dubai. Didn't happen. They won a default judgment in 2009. Barker has several entities, including three that are or were nonprofits: Global Flying Hospitals in Florida, and Uncaged Paws, one in Florida and one here. Barker's apparent response to questions concerns me. When someone asked to see papers a nonprofit is supposed to produce, Ms. Barker allegedly contacted a third party to attack the questioner. One woman who'd raised questions about Barkhouse received a lawyer's letter that appeared intended to threaten, but seemed somewhat silly. It ordered her to cease and desist her, quote, harassment, unquote, which I think was posting questions and criticism on Facebook. But it's the dogs that matter. Recently, Barkhouse sent 30-some puppies and their moms to a rescuer in Boulder, Colorado. The recipient says Barker promised the pups were healthy and would come with full papers on vaccinations and such. Unfortunately, dogs were ill and papers were missing. 2 hours after arrival, the first puppy died. Others followed. When the recipient sent Barker what she referred to as a frustrated message, Barker allegedly responded by posting on Facebook an old negative review of the recipient rescuer. A woman there wrote the county that she wished she could say that Barkhouse, if better organized, quote, could do great things. But the bottom line is, that's not true. They lied. They hid the fact puppies were sick, took young pups away from their moms, and were the direct cause of the deaths of all these pups, unquote. All these look like huge red flags, or at least yellow caution flags. Dogs and taxpayers deserve a careful decision here.
Peter Goodman's opinions are his own and do not necessarily reflect the views of KRWG Public Media or NMSU.